sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap, who's on his travels. Morning, Neil.
Hello there, Steve. How are we?
Good. Thank you for your company. Liverpool's transfer window, is it being thrown into a little bit of a, not a crisis situation, but a situation that they didn't expect?
Ever so slightly, yes. I think there's knock-on effects from the Fekir deal. If you actually draw a picture of what Fekir was meant to offer, in terms of the fact that he's, you know, he's 18 league goals, and that's massive. Timo Werner in Leipzig, a very hotly tipped centre-forward. He only got 12 last season league goals. Fekir playing deeper, playing wide, he got himself 18. So I think the thought process was, we get this lad in, he can play, you know, we could play 4-2-3-1, he could play in the middle of the three, we play 4-3-3, he could play at the apex of the middle three, or where I think he would have done most of his work, in the front three. But he gives us all these options and all this flexibility, and he's a different type of player. He liberates Mane a little bit. We could play Fekir off the left, Mane off the right, or you could play Fekir off the right, Salah through the middle, rest Firmino. You've only got to look at the way the manager rotated at the start of last season when he had Coutinho available to him. You know, there were games where two of Coutinho, Salah, Mane and Firmino would start. So I think that Fekir, when you go through all the boxes that he was ticking tactically, technically, from a goal scoring point of view, if that's gone, it means that Liverpool have got a bit of a big question to answer as to what it is, how they actually replace him and what it is they're going to actually do. Do they just pick a lad who just plays front three? We're going to have to wait and see, Steve, but I don't think it's as simple as you just go and find another one of them, because there aren't many of them.
Does this purely look like a medical issue to you, Neil? I mean, it's impossible to tell, and you're getting different sort of dialogue from both sides at the moment. In fact, can the deal be revived, or would it be revived?
I think it might be revived. I wouldn't rule that out. It wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool have thought, you know what, we need to take a breath on this. And simultaneously, Leon are thinking, well, we're not going to be held over a barrel because he's got this medical issue. It does seem like it was all done bar the medical issue. Now, the severity of that medical issue and its knock-on effects, you know, we had Melissa Reddy on yesterday, and she was saying that one of the issues is the player does need to almost have 2 weeks out every 3 months he plays football. And that is, you know, he has his own personalised training programme. And all of that, it has a knock-on effect, I think, and it has a knock-on effect for how Liverpool will think and will address this. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. The lads playing for Lyon, at the minute they're a good club, you never know what they're going to think.
Best laid plans and all that. World Cup starts on Thursday. Ideally, this would have been done and dusted, and I would imagine we'd have seen most of the signings then, bar perhaps the goalkeeper element of Liverpool's tactics for the summer.
I'd have thought so, but, and again, this is thrown up, you know, I think I wonder whether or not they might be wanting to do a bit of business at centre-back. It might not be that, it could be that that's very, very difficult. Good centre-halves these days are very hard to find. You know, there's a reason why Liverpool paid £75 million for Virgil van Dijk. It's because the qualities he has are actually at a premium in terms of who you can pick up and who's available. But yeah, I think that they might have a little look there. They might, well, I think they're definitely obviously going to sign a goalkeeper. And the talk that Shaqiri made sense as the fifth option for that front three. So that might still happen. It might not. You know, it depends upon whether or not the Fekir deal has a knock-on effect there. I still expect Liverpool to buy a goalkeeper plus another three outfield players as we talk today. That's a fair bit of business. It means there'll be six players coming in. But I think Liverpool will think this summer's an opportunity to build a squad that can get 90 points and can challenge Manchester City.
There's not many Premier League teams that have done a whole load of business so far. So perhaps we're looking, there's going to be a certain point where everything explodes. I just wonder when it is.
I don't know when it is either. I mean, you know, when the World Cup finishes, Liverpool have already played, I think it's two pre-season matches. By the time the World Cup final's played, they actually play one of them, which coincides, I think, with the semi-final at the same time as one of the semi-finals. And the window closes on August the 9th. And I think there's a bit of a new reality that everyone's sort of getting themselves aligned to at the moment. And I think it is complicating things. So, yeah, I think there's every chance that things do explode. But Shaqiri's a really good example of the other reason why there's a delay. If Liverpool wants Shaqiri, they can buy him. It's that straightforward. If Liverpool wants Shaqiri, they can pay the money, they can afford him. Shaqiri will pick Liverpool ahead of any of his other suitors. We all know that, and that's the case. But what that means is there's a knock-on effect there. What if Liverpool decide they don't want Shaqiri? So what that means is clubs who finished eighth down in the Premier League actually wait for Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City, Tottenham, Arsenal, Chelsea to do their business before they can begin to do theirs in earnest. And there's these knock-on effects that go right the way up and down the football pyramid. In the same way that Liverpool may well want to see who Real Madrid go for. Do they go for Alisson? Do they go for Oblak in goal? Is there a move to be had for Dembele? What do Barcelona want to do? The food chain what this has done, the shift of the transfer window, is it squeezes the amount of time there is for the food chain to operate. And I think that there's a bit of a new reality that's going to crash down on a number of clubs here.
It's a really good point. Quickly, let's just focus in on young Harry Wilson. There seems to be an awful lot of talk that, there's clubs who are apparently going to test Liverpool's resolve with a bid for the youngster. I don't see much sense in selling Harry Wilson. I see the sense in giving him experience on loan, maybe at clubs in the Championship. The idea of Liverpool selling Harry Wilson, that wouldn't cross your mind, would it?
It would cross my mind, but it certainly crossed my mind if I was Harry Wilson to contemplate the idea of leaving. Harry needs to play. He needs to be playing football every single week. So we can say, well, maybe it's on loan and he sees and waits to see what happens at Liverpool. But if a permanent Premier League transfer was offered to him, where there was the, insofar as there can ever be, a guarantee of first-team football, if I was him, I'd have a good long think about it. I don't like, you know, the idea that footballers end up spending, young footballers spend 3 or 4 years on loan. They're young men who've got to sort of build a sense of themselves and a sense of career. And I think that, you know, if the opportunity did come for Harry, and if Liverpool weren't able to look him in the eye and say, Harry, there's the League Cup games and the idea of maybe 10 or the start across the course of the campaign, then for me it would make sense for them on a personal level to contemplate moving on at this stage. And then from Liverpool's point of view, you know, there is the idea that right now, you know, with Harry Wilson, with what he performed at Hull last season, he is actually quite a bit of a hot property. If he goes on his next loan move, he's failed on loan in the past. If he does another loan move and he fails, then what does that say for his Liverpool career? And then on top of that, what does that say for your actual resale prospect? Whereas at the minute, you could quite easily, I suspect, persuade a Championship club or a bottom half of the Premier League club to part with 15 or 20 million pounds for a lad who scored 7 and 13 at the back end of last season. You know, that is at the minute, you know, goals are at a premium in the Premier League. They're at a premium in the Championship, and Harry Wilson appears to have them in abundance.
Yeah, he needs to progress, but I just think he's got a future at Liverpool somehow. Maybe I'm just being romantic. Neil, let me release you to the London masses. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. I will clamber back down onto the tube.
Tom and Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rap.
The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.